thing we have to fear is...
In war, there is no substitute for victory.
Let us never negotiate out of fear.
We stand undivided, forever united, fighting hand in hand for the liberty we burn, for glory and honor, for our sons and daughters, ever mindful of the lessons we've learned. Let the torch of freedom burn.
Welcome to the intersection of faith and politics. This is Wall Builders Live. Thank you for joining us today. Be sure and visit our websites at wallbuilders.com and wallbuilderslive.com, looking at things from both a biblical and a historical point of view, and certainly looking at issues within the culture. And David, our good friend Tim Wildman from American Family Association will be with us a little later in the program. You know, he's in the groups that we get lumped in with. You know, liberal groups out there love to call us haters and whatnot, and so they create these maps of haters and lists of haters. Well, he did a great thing on AFA and created the AFA, American Family Association, Anti-Christian Bigotry Map, and it listed some of these groups that are absolutely hateful towards Christians, one of them being Mikey Weinstein, who we've talked about on this program several times.
Yeah, he had the Military Religious Freedom Foundation. We've talked about how that he has bragged on his own sources about being able to shut down stuff within an hour of calling the Pentagon, that, you know, they see something going on with the chaplain, or they see a nativity scene somewhere on base, or they see, in the case of, I think it's Fort Robins Air Force Base in Georgia, that the guys at the gate were saying, have a blessed day. Welcome to Team Robins. Have a blessed day, and got that shut down. And you know, all the, whatever it is that's out there, he tends to object to. So if it's God and Christian, he goes after it. And it's an intimidation thing, and the Pentagon is really kind of kowtowed to it, but it's a lot like what happened with Governor Mike Pence and the Religious Freedom Restoration Act up there. Now, that's an act that's passed, I think, in 1993. Bill Clinton signed it. It passed the Senate 97-3. Democrats praised it. What a wonderful thing it is. And now the states are trying to do exactly what we've had in federal statute now for these years, with so many Democrats behind it. They're claiming that it has all this bigotry and discrimination, et cetera. And so they've really kind of backed Mike Pence off it. And in Arkansas, when it passed there, Governor Asa Hutchinson refused to back down. But what happened was Mikey Weinstein wrote a letter to Tim Wildman and said, hey, take me off your hate map. Not one of those guys. I want you to take me off your hate map. And for those who don't know, American Family Association is a traditional pro-family group. They exist to promote the American family, decency and morality. They do a great job. The same thing that is biblically consistent that we've had in America for 400 years. They're a very loving, caring group that wants to do the biblically right thing. So we saw Tim's response. He sent us the response to Mike, and we thought, you know, this is such a good response. People need to see the response of this loving, caring group to really a hateful group that does beat up on Christians on a regular basis, and just show an example of the right way to respond to this kind of stuff when you get a letter from folks like Mikey Weinstein.
Well, Tim's going to be with us when we come back from the break. Stay with us here on Wallbuilders Live.
This is David Barton with another moment from America's history. What is the purpose of government? Founding Father Oliver Ellsworth believed he knew. Oliver Ellsworth was a delegate at the convention which formed the Constitution, and later he became the Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court. Concerning the purpose of government, Oliver Ellsworth declared, "The primary objects of government are the peace, order, and prosperity of society." Yet how were these goals to be achieved? Ellsworth explained, "To the promotion of these objects, good morals are essential. Institutions for the promotion of good morals are therefore objects of legislative provision and support, and among these, religious institutions are eminently useful and important." Founding Father Oliver Ellsworth believed government could never reach its goals apart from the help of religious institutions.
For more information on God's hand in American history, contact Wall Builders at 1-800-8-REBUILD.
Welcome back. Thanks for staying with us here on Wall Builders Live. Our guest, our good friend Tim Wildman from American Family Association. Tim, good to have you on, bro.
Hey, Rick, good to be on with you.
Always appreciate your time, and was just David and I just thrilled at reading your response to the fan mail that you got from old Mikey Weinstein. He was sending you just a super nice love letter, demanding all kinds of retractions from you, I reckon. And we loved your response. We were hoping you'd share it with our listeners.
Yeah, Mikey Weinstein is not the grown-up guy from the Life cereal commercial. First, let me be clear about that.
Right.
Remember that one?
Yes.
Ask Mikey. He'll try.
He'll try anything. He likes it.
Mikey. So Mikey Weinstein is the founder of something called Freedom From Religion, or Freedom Foundation.
Yeah, the Military Freedom.
Military Religious Freedom Foundation.
Yeah.
Which the left is so clever of giving names that mean that we're actually there for the opposite.
No doubt.
This guy is notorious. He wants all Christian chaplains and really Christianity itself in any shape, form, or fashion removed from the United States military. That's his goal in life. And so,
and he's frankly been very effective. He's got the ear of the Obama administration. They kowtow to him.
Yes.
You know, he fires off his letters, and all of a sudden,
if not for some groups fighting back against him, like ours, American Family Association, ours, that's our group, and some others, some of the Christian law firms, then this guy would be getting away with bloody murder.
Yeah.
I mean, let me give you a quote from him. By the way, you asked me, he wrote us a letter, you're right, making all kinds of demands.
Oh, yeah, you know, in fact, give us the background on the AFA anti-Christian bigotry map, because that kind of sets us up a little bit for, you know.
Okay, well. You know, the left's got their hate map,
right?
You know, hate group map. Southern Poverty Law Center puts out a hate group map, and
which I think we all star in that, don't we?
I think we do.
We're leading roles somewhere in there. I mean,
yes.
You and Barton and just about everybody we know in there.
Yeah. Well, it's us and y'all, and I think Family Research Council, and then they put about five or ten, maybe more than that, legitimate groups, and then they put a bunch of phony, bogus, skinhead, Nazi, KKK, all kind of groups like that, which they say, you know, that's why they'll say there are 1,000 hate groups across America. Well, they've got some KKK post office box in Podunk, wherever, that doesn't even exist. They do this to inflate the hate group number so they can get attention and scare everybody.
And try and mar guys like you and us to, you know,
Westboro Baptist Church.
Right.
You know, in Topeka, those are the guys who say God hates FAGS. You know, that's what I'm talking about, which we are totally not involved in that at all.
Right,
and
right.
Just, you know, that's not helpful to our cause. In fact, it makes us look like the stereotype that the left has, but it's only one little small fringe group. Otherwise, it's funny how we even know their name and what church they go to.
Yeah.
But that's the way they want to lump us in with that kind of activity. And American Family Association, Wall Builders, Family Research Council, never been for hating anybody, but they want to call us a hate group. And so Mikey Weinstein, he makes some, you talk about hate, this guy makes some awful comments about Christians and Christianity. One time he said, talking about Christians serving in the military, quote, I'm going to quote him now, "It's like walking into a stench in my native state of New Mexico here on a hot August afternoon and having your nostrils assaulted by the stenches of 10,000 rotting swine, it's so bad," end of quote. That was Mikey Weinstein's description of Christians in the military. That's what he thinks about it, and the chaplains and so forth. So he wrote me a letter.
Well, and just to pile on a little there, Tim, I mean, he calls has called Christians monsters, bloody monsters.
Yep.
You know, bandits, monstrously savage. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. So if anybody ought to be in a hate group, it's him. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Exactly. So he told us, you know, he made his demands of American Family Association, and I just wrote him back a letter, and it was Dear Mikey. I think it was Dear Mikey. Maybe I called him Mr. Weinstein. I said, no. And then I signed it sincerely, Tim Wildman.
I love it.
You know, there's so much ink used in the world, Rick, already, and I just decided to get right to the point, and Mikey could go on about his day.
Yes, right. And there's a great proverb about, you know, answering a fool according to his folly. And not answering a fool according to his folly. I think you struck exactly the right balance between those two verses that I always get confused about.
I know. I got a lot of good comments on that. People like the brevity of the answer and right to the point, no. And
well, you know, these guys, I mean, they unfortunately, if we didn't have such a liberal administration and a president that's also very anti-Christian in so many ways, Weinstein wouldn't have the influence that he has. And so hopefully that'll end soon. But
well, here's the thing about comment on what you're talking about, Rick. And I think probably your listeners are smart enough to know how this works, but maybe some people it would be helpful for me to tell them how this happens in our country, because we mentioned President Obama, and people might say, "What does President Obama have to do with Mikey Weinstein from the Military Religious Freedom Foundation?" Okay. Because you blame Obama for everything. Now, that's what some people think.
Yeah.
Let me tell you how this works, folks. If somebody like President Obama gets into office, and we've never had anyone like him, so it's, I don't know who else to compare him to, he is what you would call a far-left secular progressive, okay? That's what I would call him. That's what he is, isn't he, Rick?
I think it's absolutely accurate. Absolutely.
He's a far-left secular progressive.
Well, I mean, he even says in his own book about seeking out the radicals and the communists to learn from and to hang out with.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, he has said he is.
Okay, so now he's been in office, what, 6.5 years now?
Something
to that effect?
Yeah.
Okay, if you're in office that long in the presidency, thank the Lord we don't have, and our founders, we don't have more than, well, not our founders, but the wisdom of only two terms, I would say that.
Yes, thank you, 22nd Amendment.
Yes, the 22nd Amendment. What happens is if Obama hires people who think like him, all right, in the administration at a cabinet level, and then that trickles on down to the bureaucrats, they hire people who think like them.
That's right.
Okay, even into the Pentagon, they hire people who think like them. They're secular progressives. They are against America's traditions. They want to fundamentally transform this country. Most of them are godless people. They're like the Democrat Party in Charlotte. They boo God, and they want to get rid of him in their platform.
Yeah, yeah.
They go against Israel in their platform. These are the kind of people we're talking about. Well, now they've been in there 6.5 years. They're entrenched, and they're in places to make decisions which aid and abet people like Mikey Weinstein, who want to get rid of chaplains and Christianity in the military. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, and I mean, it's obviously not just the military now. I mean, it's all over the place. And while I got you, I want to mention this incredible program you guys did, A Time to Speak, because the interviews in that and the stories that y'all tell, and we've talked about it on the program before, but I just want to reiterate it because it kind of leads to my next question for you. It shows you the real life stories of these entrepreneurs and people in business or other areas of the culture that are being targeted and literally put out of business simply because of their faith and because of their position on some of these issues. And now you've got legislators trying to protect freedom for these individuals to do that. And now they're coming under attack, like in Indiana and other places, for these Religious Freedom Act.
Yeah, they're in the two things about this. The secular progressives, they used to be called liberals, but they had to change their name. And they're even these people are even farther to the left than your traditional American liberal. You used to disagree with a liberal, and you thought, well, the guy still loves the country. I thought that about Bill Clinton. He's still an American, but he's liberal.
Yeah.
I didn't think he was out to disagree with most of his politics, but he did sign DOMA. He did sign the Religious Freedom Act. He did sign welfare reform. I mean, the guy was not far, far left, okay? I'm talking about Clinton.
Right, and that Religious Freedom Restoration Act
he signed
it's the same thing these states are passing, and all of a sudden they're the bigots.
Same one. The Indiana law is a mirror image of the federal law that Bill Clinton passed in the 90s. Exactly right. And let me tell you something. One of the things that the secular humanists, secular progressives like Obama and others want to push is sexual anarchy. They really want to force homosexual politics on America because they hate the Christian moral standard having to do with sex, because it judges some things as moral and immoral, and they can't stand that.
Mm-hmm.
They can't stand God telling them how they ought to behave. And we as Christians in this country represent God's message of a moral standard having to do with sexuality, and God's word teaches that homosexuality is a sin, and they can't tolerate that.
And, you know, so Tim,
they go after us
that's
as
right.
a messenger.
That's right. And you know, it's not even just a biblical standard. History teaches us, and other cultures and other religions teach us, that there has to be some natural law standards. And, you know, what started as just sexual revolution of some forms of deviancy has now become, I'm sure you saw what happened with Wesleyan University. Now they've got 15 different gender identities, the sexual identities.
That's what I call sexual anarchy. It's absolute lunacy.
Yeah.
Lunacy. And you know what? Everybody knows it, but nobody wants to, very few want to say so.
Oh, everybody's scared to death because
everybody's scared to death.
The other side has figured out how to paint you as the weirdo and the hater, when what you're saying is truth that thousands of years of history have proven as truth, and you're trying to do what's best for the country and our kids and our culture, but you're the bad guy if you say it. But you know what, man? Truth is truth. We gotta not be afraid
exactly.
of. I mean,
exactly.
We speak truth in love, of course. And I mean, these are obviously people that are hurting, and there's got to be some terrible situations that would lead
something.
Them to that.
Oh, absolutely. Let me tell you something, folks. If you're listening to this program, obviously, if you're hearing me talk, here's what you need to do. You need to pray for our country every day. Pray for moral and spiritual revival and renewal. That we turn back to God before he destroys us. Number two, because God does respond to a remnant. I think that's biblical, isn't it?
Amen.
Rick. But the Bible verse that says, whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap, that could be applied to a country.
Yeah.
Or whatsoever we sow in this country, right now we're sowing rebellion against God, then we're going to reap the consequences of that. And if you look in the scripture, in history, it's not pretty.
Yeah.
Second thing you need to do is you need to join American Family Association and support Wall Builders Live, because we're doing something about it. And if we don't have money to do it with, then we can't fight the fight that many Christians won't fight because they're cowards.
And
so you need to go ahead.
Well, there's no doubt the other side does. They put their money where their values are.
Yes.
And we've got to do the same thing, because it takes
yes.
money to get the message out there. It takes money to organize folks. It takes money to,
yes.
to support people that are speaking truth. And our side needs to realize, you know, you serve God with everything you got. And sometimes that means investing in freedom. And you're not, you know.
Well, you know this, Rick. You guys and us and a handful of other groups, we're out here fighting the good fight. And I don't mean to sound like I have a martyr syndrome, because I don't. But I'm just telling you. We're out here fighting a good fight. We're standing on the front line. We're standing for truth. We're taking the arrows. And many, many pastors have headed for the tall grass, because they don't want to be criticized for attacking gays and lesbians.
Mm-hmm.
I can name names for you, people you would know who you would be surprised do this kind of thing.
Oh, and big time names now coming out in support of this.
So I'm just saying, you know, it gets a little lonely out here
right.
sometimes with the 10 groups of us or so, always doing the heavy lifting. And all we're asking is for our brothers and sisters to support us with prayer and moral support and, you know, write a check every once in a while when you can afford it to help us out, because we Wall Builders Lives and your support, American Family Association does. And so pray for us, give when you can, stand with us and keep standing for the truth, or we're going to lose our freedoms and we're going to lose the country that we once knew, which is rapidly changing, and what are we going to leave for our children and grandchildren? If we're going to leave a mess, that's at least, and it looks like we're headed that way, let's at least go down knowing, hey, we fought the good fight, okay?
Yeah.
We got everything we had.
And it's not going to or could lose. We are losing it, but it can be won back if we'll do the things you're talking about.
Well, how much of it are we losing because we're not even fighting?
That's right. That's
you know
right.
what I'm saying? I don't know what our numbers are in America. I'm talking about God-fearing people, patriotic people. I don't know what our numbers are, but I know we got more than what's speaking up. I know that.
Yeah, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. Well, Tim, appreciate you coming on. Folks at home, two websites we'll give you today, wallbuilderslive.com and afa.net. Go check them out. Get signed up for the email blast so you can find out what's going on and stay informed and contribute and help us fight the good fight. Tim Wildman, God bless you, brother. Appreciate you coming on.
Okay, Rick. Thanks. Take care, brother.
And love the poetry of your short letter. No. That's it. Thanks for coming on, brother. Let's get you back again soon.
All right. See you, Rick.
Back in a moment with David Barton.
Have you noticed the vacuum of leadership in America? We're looking around for leaders of principle to step up, and too often, no one is there. God is raising up a generation of young leaders with a passion for impacting the world around them. They're crying out for the mentorship and leadership training they need. Patriot Academy was created to meet that need. Patriot Academy graduates now serve in state capitals around America, in the halls of Congress, in business, in the film industry, in the pulpit, in every area of the culture. They're leading effectively and impacting the world around them. Patriot Academy is now expanding across the nation, and now's your chance to experience this life-changing week that trains champions to change the world. Visit PatriotAcademy.com for dates and locations. Our core program is still for young leaders, 16 to 25 years old, but we also now have a citizen track for adults. So visit the website today to learn more. Help us fill the void of leadership in America. Join us in training champions to change the world at PatriotAcademy.com.
Let the torch.
Welcome back. Thanks for staying with us here on Wallbuilders Live. We're back with David Barton now. Thanks to Tim Wildman for his time today on the program and for a classic response to Mikey Weinstein.
I saw that, and I absolutely love that response. Dear Mikey, no. Sincerely, Tim Wildman. That's the right response. You know what? They want to intimidate you and threaten you, and he's an attorney, and he's been a JAG attorney for 10 years or whatever it is. He may have all sorts of clout at the Pentagon, but that is the right response. And that reminded me of something that's going to be before some folks even knew this. This is back a generation or so. And Nancy Reagan, she became very famous for a line. CNN made a big interview with her in 1986. And I want you to hear what Nancy Reagan said. This is the right, and by the way, not just Mikey Weinstein, but you've got other groups like the Freedom From Religion Foundation, who sends all these threatening letters to school boards and to city councils and to others. And you got Americans United for Separation of Church and State. And you got People for the American Way and the American Humanist Association. You've got American Separation Church, all these different groups that will send these threatening letters to school boards and say, you stop this, or, and city councils, you stop this, or. And it just reminded me, this is the response that Nancy Reagan had, and I think it'd be a good response for us to have. Listen to this response from Nancy Reagan.
And I answered, just say no. Soon after that, those children in Oakland formed a Just Say No club. And now, there are over 10,000 such clubs all over the country.
Okay, so she says, just say no. And that was because some kids in Oakland, California asked her a question. She said, just say no. And then those kids started a Just Say No club. And she said, now we've got more than 10,000 Just Say No clubs. That's exactly what we need here. We need 10,000 school boards to just say no. And when they get a threatening letter from some of these groups, do exactly what Tim Wildman did. Dear Freedom From Religion Foundation, no. Signed school board. And that's exactly, that's the only thing you need to say, because the other thing we know is that if you will say no and you'll let these national legal groups defend you and they do it for free, they just don't lose these cases. I mean, it's a 99% win that goes on here with Liberty Counsel and Liberty Institute and Alliance Defending Freedom and the American Liberty, American Center for Law and Justice, all these groups you have on our website. Man, just say no. Don't back down. Do what Governor Asa Hutchinson did in Arkansas with that RFRA Act. Just don't back down. And if you'll do that, it will push the culture back in our direction. But if we don't do that, we're going to stay on the defensive for the rest of this culture war. And defense is not where you want to be. You want to be in the offense.
Yeah, no doubt, because the more we just kind of, get timid and back away, the more they're going to push and the more ground we're going to give up.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so, you know, maybe now here we are 30 years later, it's time to bring back Nancy Reagan's phrase, just say no. But this time we bring it back for the anti-Christian bigots and anti-religious bigots and anti-religious conscience folks that are out there demanding that we give up our faith to their belief of secularism. And it's time to just say no.
Check us out at our website, wallbuilders.com and wallbuilderslive.com. Thanks for joining us today on Wallbuilders Live.
We stand undivided.